Good afternoon, everyone. It is Friday, the 29th of May, and what a glorious day. My goodness, the weather could not be more beautiful, I don't believe. I just wanted to give you guys an update and let you know kind of what's going on. We are excited about Big Faith this weekend. We just want to remind everybody that it's at the Bible study part is at 3 o'clock, not evening time. And we're doing that because the district is going to be having a Pentecost service. And the service for District Pentecost is at 6 o'clock. It's on the Facebook page. Some of you will have received an email from us on that, and we will be sending out another email because we found out that it's going to be available through YouTube as well. So for those of you who aren't on Facebook, that's a very good thing. Anyway, we had a great day yesterday. We delivered more meals to the food bank and to the other families in the community that we are serving. And Steve made mountains of his banana bread. Oh, gosh, and I've eaten entirely too much of it, but we won't talk about that. So I just wanted to, just to say hi. We just wanted to touch base. And thought I would read you my thought for the week that's in the weekly paper this week. I think it was in stores a couple of days ago, so pick one up if you're out and about. And I thought I'd just read you what I wrote. I've never been a runner, but I admire those who are. Steve and I have a friend named Joanna, who's a dedicated runner. We see her often when we're out walking around our beautiful community, and I'm always amazed by her tenacity, commitment, and self-discipline. In chapter 3 of Paul's epistle to the Philippians, he writes, "Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ." Here, Paul has painted a picture of a runner running a race and striving for the goal ahead. And he's telling the church, "I'm not there yet, but I see the goal, and I'm focused on the goal, and I will strain every nerve to go after what's ahead, striving for that prize waiting for me." Successful runners don't look back at their mistakes. They stay focused on the goal, on the prize, always moving forward. I think what Paul is saying is that we've all got a past, and that includes both things we're proud of and things we're not so proud of. Earlier in chapter 3, Paul talks about all the accomplishments he could be proud of, his tradition and heritage. He's a Hebrew of Hebrews, blameless under the law. But Paul regarded those things as scuba, as rubbish, as nothing. Now, if Paul regarded all those prestigious things as nothing, imagine how all the things you're not proud of are even less than nothing. As new creations in Christ, our pasts don't matter. It can't control us, and we're not defined by it. Perhaps Paul is explaining the kind of attitude we should have as Christians in our daily walk with Christ. It's a gradual, lifelong process of becoming more and more like Jesus. That it's not a destination, it's a journey we walk together with a loving God through our brokenness, grief, through our loss, through our joy, through our doubt. A journey we walk as we stumble, screw up, get up, walk forward, and grow in faith, drenched in God's transformative grace. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Please get outside in the sunshine, and we will see you Sunday at 3 o'clock for our Zoom meeting, our Bible study for Big Faith, and we miss you guys. Take care.